quiet. Anyway, no, it wasn't a dream. Richard Bell Connor, The Coyote.
Bright sunny day in UCLA. Both of us there. You saw me stare. Smoking pot and kiss all day. Heaven was there and so much more. No, it wasn't a dream. No, it wasn't a dream. Things went wrong all around us. No place to stay. Eviction and arrested. Our bags for Hawaii with just enough for a 1 week stay. We returned, I had no job, and our clothes were in a box. Time together wasn't good. We yelled, we didn't talk. I wrote a movie, you wrote me off for good. What we had both expected wasn't understood. I love you and I'm your friend. Though we may be divorced, our love will have no end.
Hello, this is Coyote Radio TV Show. Actually, the Coyote Radio TV Show. And it's actually got the in front of it for a certain purpose. For about 30 years, I was known as The Coyote, and then I grew up and became Kung Fu Cowboy. But to continue my identity of The Coyote, I like The Coyote Radio TV Show. Now, Coyote Radio was actually a podcast for several years, and there's a whole bunch of those. It was coyoteradio.net, and that was the American Zen Buddhist Rock podcast. And as The Coyote, who later became the Hippie Coyote before I evolved into the Kung Fu Cowboy, I was the American Zen band and recorded and produced, released Well, actually, I haven't released. Well, actually, I did. I released all the, well, all except for the 8th album has not been released. The 8 albums of American Zen. Now, today's show is kind of a mixture of, interesting stuff for me. It's kind of an emotional quagmire, I guess we might almost say. But, what's going to happen is, we're going to start off the show with a song that is in the blog. Now, I haven't figured out how to make coyoteradiotv.com, the actual website, or it's not .com, it's coyoteradio.tv, the website, and I haven't figured out how to actually make it do what I want it to do. But it's going to be a multimedia thing with movies, videos, and really funny stuff, and shorts, and short movie skits and stuff. It's going to be really fun when I actually figure out how to do it and get some money to hire some people to work with me on it, so it's not just everything being me. Let's see. Anyway, this is 007 episode of the Coyote Radio TV show starring me, the Kung Fu Cowboy, the Hippie Coyote. Actually, the Hippie Coyote is, I guess, who I'm actually at when I'm announcing this show. So I don't have to, you know, really talk about my Kung Fu Cowboy stuff. I got another podcast for that. So as the Hippie Coyote, I can maybe focus more on the my life as the Hippie Coyote, which really began in 1984, which means it gets to include my marriage in 1986. And in the blog of coyoteradio.tv, that's where I'm kind of posting songs. So I do a little thing and I put a song in there. So that's kind of where the show is. The show is the blog right now. You get a story and a song, and maybe I'll link some videos in there. You know, I'll try to make the blog kind of an interactive bunch of short stories and things. For right now, until I figure out how to do everything else I want to do. Anyway, so there's a song that's already been posted in there. I think it's a beautiful song. It's a story of my marriage back in the 80s, the only time I was legally married. All my kids were born out of a common law type of marriage later, but never got legally married. But I consider it was legal kind of for a little while. I mean, we did file tax things and claim to be married. and then at some point when we were stopping to receive government benefits, I actually said, okay, we're definitely not married after this point. So there was no legal way that the government would think that we were married or anything like that, or combine our benefits. So we actually kind of, in a way, established that at some point also. So. But the one legal marriage I had, I've got a great song that tells the whole story. It's called No, It Wasn't a Dream. And I wrote it. I don't think we ever had sex again after that, but it was written like within the hour of her leaving the last time we slept together and spent a day together. And it was very romantic. And I actually thought after that I was going to see her more often and she was going to come back. But then I got another girlfriend, and the girlfriend scared her away every time she came around. In fact, she actually lied to her and said that I had told her to tell her to stay away and I never wanted to see her again, which wasn't true. But I didn't even find that out until, about 15 years after she'd done it. But you know, I knew that she wasn't coming around because of my girlfriend, but I didn't realize that she had lied to her and told her that I had told her to say that. But maybe it worked out for the better because, you know, as I was saying earlier, I was talking about how once a marriage is broken, you know, you can't fix it. It's just, you get one shot at it. Once you lose that trust or, you know, cheat on each other, you know, you just, it never comes back together the same. And is it really worth it to even try? So, you know, our relationship was dead and buried, but, you know, I'm way, way too romantic. I'm kind of finally breaking out of it. I'm 67 years old. Haven't had a girlfriend for almost 20 years now. So I think I'm finally, you know, getting broken the addiction of love, sex, and lust. Took 20 years to break that addiction. Sheesh. So we're going to start the show off, I think, with a song. In fact, you should have already heard it. I'm going to probably just slap it on the front, and now you're hearing me. And that was called No, It Wasn't a Dream. Okay, so let's see. I've got some notes here on what I got to say, and then I'll get out of here. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to say about that. I've got some notes here about Pushing Sid's Place, my book, which I should have published. I actually finished it back in 1984, 5, somewhere around in there. Sid's Place is a great book, and it's going to be a great audio book as soon as I finish it and get the edits out. I think it's going to be a hit book. I mean, I think it'll make a blockbuster movie too. But anyway, it's kind of a fictitious view of what could have happened to me if I would have stayed in the drug business back in 1969 and 1970 is when I got busted and exiled out of the country to Newfoundland. I couldn't come back for 2 years. Or I'd go to jail. But anyway, let's see, where were we? So I'm supposed to plug that book, but I haven't finished it yet. The poem today is Father's Day, No Women, which is kind of appropriate. That's another 2 months away. I got Mother's Day coming up. And my mother started talking to me again. Well, actually, she won't talk to me, but she has written me some letters, and I've written her some letters back. So only in the last year have we been kind of friendly for this entire century, 25 years since, you know, since we've been friends, my mom and I. So anyway, I'm kind of letting bygones be bygones, but, you know, I don't think we can, once again, that relationship's totally broken, so I don't know if we can ever really be close friends, no matter how nice I am to her. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I was thinking about it today when I was at the store and I saw some Mother's Day cards. And it's like, well, I've never been that kind of guy. Even when I was giving out Valentine's cards and birthday cards, I always felt it was kind of tacky to find, you know, to buy a card and then give it to somebody. Sorry if that's what you do. I don't mean any harm there. But I always thought for me, being a creative person, I had to create something. I had to draw a picture, make a little fancy card, and make it somehow a piece of art. And then I would give it. And to me, that was more an expression of love. You know, rather than just buying a card or even flowers. I would never go buy flowers at a florist shop. I would always have to go pick them. Even during the days of my semi-marriage in Utah, when I was trying to keep the relationship together or put it back together, there were certain times when I went through romantic phases, you know, with Michelle, and I would never buy her flowers, but I would pick them, and I would pull over on the on-ramps to the freeways, and I'd see flowers, and I'd pull over, and I'd pick them on the on-ramp, get back in my van, and then I'd drive off. And I always had to, it seemed to me that the effort, and that's what I say, love is a verb. If you're not putting some work into it, it doesn't mean anything. And I guess that's kind of why Father's Day is kind of like going to probably be no women again. I don't think my kids have called me for Father's Day the last couple of years. And I just got a text from my daughter the other day, and it says, oh, I was thinking about you, wanted to say I love you. And so then I texted her back, go, oh, well, you can call me back. And then later I said, hey, I'm available if you want to talk to me. And nothing happened. And so then I texted her and asked her a couple of questions. I got no response. Then I told her a little story and reminded her of something we used to do as kids. Got no response. So I guess that was the limit of her expression of love, is she just wanted to say, I love you. But remember, it's a verb. So he wasn't willing to actually have a conversation. That would be too much love. So the amount she loves me is just enough to give me a text message to say it, or not even say it, to basically say that she, like I say. But anyway, that's what this poem is going to kind of be about. I should kind of scan it here. I'd scheduled all these podcasts a couple of years ago, so I'm now just catching up. At some point, I'll get past these things that I'd scheduled and pre-planned, and I'll start having to improvise more. But let's see. This is a Father's Day, No Women. And well, let's just get right to it. This was written on June 16th. 2019. So yeah, two Father's Days ago, when I don't think anybody called me. So here we go. Father's Day, No Women. We need women to reproduce. We have a variety to be chosen to inseminate with reproductive juice. But if we do it artificially, remove the egg and inseminate it, to create a test tube baby, is the science baby not godly blessed? Does sex require a seduction romantically? Is a raped pregnancy worth any less? So if we can agree that all babies are equal, despite born or abandoned alone, if being alive makes us all equal, then so it must be for the human clone. And that's the poem. So who would be the father? Who would that clone, you know, celebrate for Father's Day? Does it matter if it was done in a test tube or in a person? And the same with the mother. Is it, does that clone have a mother, even if it came out of a test tube and they never actually see their mother their whole life? So what is Mother's Day and Father's Day? So anyway, here is Father's Day with no women. That name of the poem is actually Father's Day, No Women. But it was actually based on the fact that there was no women in my life on Father's Day. That was the inspiration. I wrote that. That date is probably, it even says that's Father's Day. So I wrote this on Father's Day. So let's see. I'm supposed to do an ad for Coyote Radio TV, and I can't even read my scribbling here. But Coyote Radio TV, I already told you a little bit about it. And somehow Sid's Place is going to have something to do there. And I'm supposed to mention the 8 podcasts. I actually have 10 podcasts. Now, I've got two that I had 3 or 4. I had 4 podcasts that I was doing back in 2005, 2006, 2007. And I think that a couple of them lasted all the way to 2010. I had like 500,000 people seeing them, but I wasn't capitalizing or monetizing on them, so I still, you know, went belly up. But I had a huge listenership back then. Not taking off now. Even re-releasing those ones that had, you know, 200,000 or 20,000 hits a day, you know, aren't doing anything right now. But I was just doing everything right at that time, and plus it was new. It was, you know, maybe there weren't as many podcasts out there, so I was more in. My podcasts were more in demand back then, but unfortunately, I had to pull the plug. If I could have kept that listenership right now, I'd probably be in good shape and be making all kinds of money off my podcasts. But that's because my family abandoned me, kind of left me to hang, you know, left me high and dry, and wham, threw me out on the street, and then I became homeless, and now I'm putting my life back together. Boy, I'm looking forward to not saying the homeless thing anymore. Okay, so let's see, where are we? The end song. Okay, so we gave you that song. Actually, I've got a song here that I had planned for you. It says, In the Darkness, which is a kind of a dark poem or dark song. In fact, it's so dark I wouldn't sing the lyrics to it. I decided I was going to make it an instrumental, and then I put the poem on the back side of the album. Which is another reason why I kind of really miss my daughter, because she was my best friend. She was born in 1991, and that was 30 years ago. And but for the 20 years before that, I was always hanging out with musicians, you know, so they were my friends. I had all kinds of musician friends and movie friends. But when she was born, I hung out with her every day. So she was my only friend for like 20 years or 15 years at least. And So where are we? Let's see. I guess that's going to do it for today. Let me get out of here and make this a shorter podcast. I've had some really long ones on my other channels. So this is Coyote Radio TV Show. This is supposed to be fun, inspiring. I don't know. Maybe it's just supposed to be emotional. It'll give you some sad stuff, some happy stuff, some weird stuff. And I've also got a new website, psychedelicrockopera.com, which is where I'm going to put all my rock operas. If it's a rock opera, then it's going to go on that website. And then I got another website called Folk Rock Troubadour, which is a remake. I actually had a Folk Rock Troubadour thing, and I kind of unplugged that for a number of years because I gave up on folk rock. And, my acoustic guitar got stolen. To me, folk rock is an acoustic guitar with an electric guitar. You put the two together, and then you're supposed to maybe have something positive to say for humanity, and that's what makes it folk rock. It's maybe got a little social commentary, or maybe even political commentary. But to me, that's what folk rock was, or should be, or could be, or what I was trying to make it. But when I lost my acoustic guitar, it's like, okay, that's it. I'm done with folk rock. I'm going back to hard rock and the blues. So, but psychedelic rock opera is where I can have anything I want as long as it's a rock opera. And folk rock troubadour is where I'm going to try to put the folk rock. It's got to have an acoustic in there kind of driving it along. And anyway, have a great day. See you later. And thanks for hanging out with me, the Hippie Coyote.